what we're finding is that the immunity that we expected with this virus is probably not as long-lasting as we expected it to be. We're studying that, and we're trying to take a look at that. But so far, remember, we've only got 12 months' worth of experience under our belts. So we're still learning lessons as we go.
That's veterinarian Paul Sundberg, Vice President of Science and Technology at the National Pork Board. He insists it's not surprising that some farms have cleaned up and then had another outbreak. He said more research is needed, and USDA is trying to help.
They're providing epidemiological studies. They are providing their expertise in epidemiology and disease control. They are helping and reviewing all of our materials and developing those materials and working with us on investigations on the farm.
That includes a cooperative agreement to help fund that research. But Sundberg said more is needed.
Well, we'd like to have them put more money into research. We need help with laboratory coordination, diagnostic laboratory coordination, and we need help with research projects and research directions.
The National Pork Producers Council is hosting a PED virus summit during the World Pork Expo going on this week in Des Moines, Iowa. USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack is expected to attend and talk about what USDA is doing to combat the virus. But this outbreak for a second time at one farm is not good news for the pork industry, which is now dealing with an estimated 7 million pig deaths in some 30 states since May of last year. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.